Genesis chapter 9. Pastor Simankani here inviting you to continue this journey as we meditate and reflect upon the word of the Lord. Let us close our eyes as we pray. Father in heaven, may your Holy Spirit be poured upon us, poured upon your people. As we reflect on Genesis chapter 9, speak to us, for we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Understanding the times. Understanding the times. My brothers and my sisters, sons and daughters of the living God, we are invited here to understand the times, to appreciate the role that God has for us. As Noah gets out of the ark, Noah and his family are faced with the grand task of reconstruction. Everything has been leveled to the ground, and now they are to start again, to start a new civilization. Here are 8 members of the family, the human family, the remnant of the human family. Everything else has been destroyed, and it is their task to build a new society, to construct, to build, and to engineer. They were the architects, as it were, of the new world. What a great responsibility God had given Noah and his family. This is a task that demanded all of Noah's mental, physical capacities. It demanded discipline. It demanded passion, and it demanded all of his energies. God indeed entrusted Noah with something that required the greatest of wisdom, to start afresh. What does Noah do? I want that responsibility to be clear and to bear heavy in our minds. They are the pioneers of a new civilization. What a huge weight upon their shoulders. I do not know what responsibility God has given you. I do not know what weight lies upon your shoulders. I don't know what responsibilities lie ahead of you, what vision God has given you. For all of us that are brought into this world, we are brought here with purpose. God knows. He says, I know the plans I have for you. And so you are not a mistake. You are here in this world with a purpose. So long as you live, God has a purpose for you. And so he did for Noah. What does Noah do? I am saddened to say Noah got drunk. He was drunk at a time of reconstruction. He was drunk in the face of great responsibility. Genesis chapter 9 paints a picture. If there was ever a time to be inebriated, the time is not now. This was not the time to cloud the mind and distort the judgment. There was an assignment to be done, but it appears Noah did not understand the assignment. He builds vines and he gets drunk. His son sees his nakedness, and in his drunken stupor, Noah curses him. And instead of a team working together, right? We needed a team to come together. We needed unity. But now we see that there is disunity. We see that there is conflict. When they should have been working together to accomplish great things for the glory of God, we now have a family feud. Beloved, we ought to understand the assignment. Now, most of us live our lives careless because we don't understand what assignment God has given us. I speak to you, my brother, and I say that God has a responsibility for you, that God has great things he wants to accomplish through you. And I pray that he may give you clarity of mind, that he may deposit in your heart a sense of vision to understand what it is you can accomplish while you still live. Teach us, Lord, to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. What responsibilities have you been given? My sister, God has placed you here. You remember that for such a time as this, the uncle said to Queen Esther, could it be that you've been placed here, my sister, for such a time as this? I challenge us to focus on this. If you understand your assignment in life, you will keep away from that which will destroy your purpose. In other words, you will have priorities. There are even things that may not be wrong. We often hear questions, is it wrong to do this? Is it wrong to do that? Right? Is it wrong to do that and the other? Sometimes it may not be wrong. But if you understand your purpose, if you understand your responsibilities, if you understand the weight that lies upon your shoulders and the great things that you must accomplish, it may be, beloved, that you will sift out the things that may, like ants, destroy the building that you are seeking to construct. Listen to Proverbs 31, verse 4 to 7. The wise man says, it is not for kings, Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine. It is not for rulers to crave beer, lest they drink and forget what has been decreed and deprive all the oppressed of their rights. Ah, kings and queens, that is who you are. It is not for you, my king. It is not for you, my queen, to drink. At a restaurant, a waiter was serving drinks and was surprised when one of the gentlemen did not accept the alcohol that she served. She recommended the best that they had to offer, but he still would not take any. Very curious, she asked, why will you not drink? People come here because of the best wines that we offer. And he responded that he was a pilot and he would be flying later in the day. The life of fathers and the life of mothers, the life of business leaders and children would be in his hands, and he needed to be sober to fly the plane. The pilot understood his assignment. Unfortunately, we live in a society that has a problem. We seem to have a problem. I looked at the statistics and we are told up to 31.5% of South Africans have an alcohol problem or are at risk of developing one. Per capita consumption of alcohol is 11 liters, the highest in Africa. In other words, we drink more alcohol in South Africa than is drunk in the world per capita. And listen to this one. Fetal alcohol syndrome is the highest ever recorded. What does this mean? It means that children, before they are born, already have an alcohol problem because of their parents. Females in SA, in South Africa, drink alcohol at levels around 80% above world average. Now that's an incredible statistic, one not to be proud of. Whereas the world average is 8.9 liters, the South African average is 16 liters of pure alcohol per year on average. Now tell me, how do we rebuild South Africa from the ravages of apartheid? How do we rebuild South Africa after the pandemic and when the economies have been destroyed? How do we do so with our minds clouded and with our vision blurred by alcohol? We are told 41% of males, right, 15 years and older, consume alcohol. I want to speak to someone today. If a pilot understands that alcohol is not good for his judgment and for his assignment, anyone who takes seriously their assignment in life must put away the bottle. It may be that maybe you've not understood that you have a great responsibility to fulfill, that when you wake up in the morning, there are great things that God has in store for you to accomplish. Oh, beloved, this is so, and I declare it in Jesus' name. You are a king, oh, Lemuel, and it is not for kings to drink. Noah learnt the hard way that wine is a mocker, that strong drink is a brawler, and whoever is led astray by it is not wise. Proverbs 20, verse 1. Proverbs 23 asks a question. Who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has strife? Who has complaining? who has wounds without cause, who has redness of eyes, those who tarry long over the wine, those who go to try mixed wine. Do not look at wine, the wise man says, when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup and goes down smoothly. Ah, in the end, it bites like a serpent and stings like an adder. Your eyes will see strange things and your heart utter perverse things. Wine, indeed, has corrupted many. Many have done things that in their soberness wished and regretted they had never done. After the pandemic that came to us like a flood, it is time to build. Whatever it is that your family has gone through, it is time to build. Build back our societies, to build our communities, to build our businesses, to build our churches. There is a great responsibility that I charge you with today. Build in Jesus' name. It is reconstruction time. Do you understand your assignment? There are great things you will do while you live. Don't give up. Let's get to work. Young man, there are great things you will accomplish. By the time you die, you will say like Paul, I have fought a good fight. I have run my race, but you cannot run your race while staggering left to right. You cannot do so. You cannot hold that hammer building and constructing when your mind cannot coordinate with your body. I say that there are great things for you to accomplish as you listen to me. Understand your assignment. If you don't know your vision, if you don't understand what God wants you to do in this life, pray. Pray that God may give you clarity. For you have been given responsibility. As long as you wake in the morning, it is because God still has something for you to do. Let us close our eyes as we pray. Father in heaven, we understand that we are living at a very important time in human history. So much chaos in the world, and we need men and women who can construct, who can do so with all of their energies, with all of the wisdom, with all of the clarity of vision that is needed. And I pray today that you may give us soberness of mind. Help us to give priority to the task that lies ahead of us. And help us, Lord, to sift and to filter those things that may keep us away from accomplishing the great vision and the great project that lies ahead of us. Should it be alcohol, help us, Lord, to keep it away from us, so that in the end, we may live lives that are to the glory of your name. For this we ask, in Jesus' name, amen.